Okay, item seven, miscellaneous. Staff reports. Gail, anything?
I don't have anything from last week.
Tim, anything?
Two items. Just want to give a preview of next Wednesday's meeting. We're going to have formal presentation of a new real asset fund that we've identified. It's called the Wastewater Opportunity Fund. It's really more of a waste management strategy. So
we're going to buy Central Salem.
Let the experts sit down there.
No.
It's a relatively
staff is
it's a relatively unique investment in that for industrial and agricultural processes that have, call it, highly contaminated water waste streams, municipalities charge a premium to dump that. Right. It's harder on their processes. And I'm sure Todd is going to go through and critique the entire process here, I guess. But the municipalities charge a premium to accept that waste. They can set up, this company will set up basically anaerobic digesters on site, these locations. You receive the waste stream, you get paid to accept the waste stream, you have an anaerobic digester that breaks down the waste, you're able to harvest methane at the top, sell it as a renewable energy source. Some of the solids that precipitate can be sold as compost, and you can basically refuel some trucks. So it's kind of
a even with a contaminated stock, and actually I know anaerobic digestion because Republic does it with East Bay Mud. Locally, right. We do though very clean food scraps from restaurants. And if you're bringing in toxic
it's organic waste.
I was going to say, your first description as being industrial wastewater, particularly if you're thinking
I'm
bag
thinking
and so on, is different
than... Let me rephrase
than,
that.
Basically cattle waste.
Cattle waste, brewery waste, something that's got a lot of organic
matter. Right, so you got a lot of grain material, cannery stuff.
Greek yogurt factories where the output is so alkaline.
That's accepted. That's
and that's fine. I thought you were talking chemical plants. You know?
That was wonderful, when you Greek yogurt. Well, don't come out yourself. Don't buy.
Out of Greek yogurt.
Oh, out of Greek yogurt.
Okay. So it's kind of a unique. It's basically a waste management strategy where they can cluster these, sell the methane gas to utilities on a take-or-pay contract. Think of it as a negative cost of inputs, positive cost of outputs, dead simple operations.
Is this a company?
This is a private equity firm.
EIF does the same thing, only they do it with dump
landfills.
So they're harvesting landfill gas and doing the
right, and then East Bay Mud and Republic are doing right here in the Bay Area anaerobic digestion.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Central Contra Costa Solid Waste.
We're just going to try and do it at scale, where we get enough methane to actually have better contracts with utilities.
So what's the reach of this fund? Not to overthink this before we hear the presentation, but is this a global fund?
West Coast.
West Coast only.
West Coast and Northeast, basically states that have renewable energy mandates and strong water guidelines. We're playing regulation here. There's regulation on both sides here. You can't dump it, and you got to buy renewable energy. And we're going to be the solution in the middle.
I hate to sound dumb, but are you suggesting that you're going to bring somebody in to tell us about this new private equity?
Yeah, so there'll be a staff presentation and a recommendation, and then there'll be a formal presentation from the firm.
Well, I love EIF, so I'm
going
to hear.
I don't have enough solid waste in my life, so thank you.
This is liquid waste.
This is a fund that invests in various different ones, or is this,
no, this
a direct?
This is a fund that does the project financing and the actual construction.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So it's not a fund of funds.
It's not a fund of funds. It's sponsored by Equilibrium Capital out of San Francisco. The actual fund is called the Wastewater Opportunity Fund. It's domiciled in Portland.
Okay.
So it would be Oregon, Northern California, somewhere in Washington. They might do some projects in New York, and they're dabbling around Wisconsin, but I don't think that's going to be manifested in the fund. Relatively small. It fits our budget for real assets. It's a waste management process. The potential upside is if they're, on the West Coast, is there a market for the recycled water in the future? That's the potential upside. We're not underwriting that, but that's the water element of this. It's really a waste fund. No water rights issues. Somebody's already pumped the water. Somebody's used the water. We're going to
try and make it a little bit better.
Can't wait. Should be interesting.
One other thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then I was down at PIMCO earlier this week for their client conference. Generally positive. It was very crowded.
Was it in the pit? Was it in the pit that they show?
They were in the LA Times again.
No, it was at. It was too big to have in the PIMCO headquarters.
Oh,
it was
okay.
In the hotel next door.
Okay.
Generally positive feedback from other investors. A couple of folks are still in the process of leaving. I think the general trend is towards stability among the clientele. A lot of discussion about new strategies. Their team, their managing director and CIO seems genuinely energized. It was a very positive outcome. You wouldn't expect to walk into something like that and have the, you know, the employees moping around. They're going to put on their best face.
Sure.
But the conversations with other investors was tended towards the positive side. So we'll take a look at what we want to do with that in the future. But
riding a little bit longer.
The trend is positive on the institutional side. The retail side is still seeing outflows.
What did Lacera do with them? If you know.
They've got multiple mandates. I'd have to go back and look at each individual mandate.
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember. I'd spoken to one of their investment officers at a roundtable. It was like a year ago, and getting his take on PIMCO. And this was when the management disruption was beginning. This is before Gross left and all.
Yeah.
I saw him on TV yesterday on CNBC, so still a little jarring to see him in front of the Janus flag, but there he was.
There he was, pitching.
Yeah, pitching.
Yeah. There's been a couple of high-profile investors who have pulled out. I think most folks, it's been on the smaller fund side that's pulled out, where you're in there. If your fund is invested in a commingled fund and you're worried about the flows, I think you had every right and every expectation to say that was you could be materially impacted by the actions of others. Separate account folks have been relatively stable and are taking a long-term evaluation to this. Not ready to make any recommendation to take them off watch or anything, but the trend is positive right now.
Anything else?
Kurt. A couple months ago, the board authorized us to contract with Digital Deployment to redesign the website. So we finalized that contract. We had a kickoff meeting and are in phase one. So everything looks good. So I think sometime in, say, July, we'll have something to look at.
Christine, anything?
The retiree newsletter in New Roads was mailed yesterday, so retirees should be getting that soon, and it has information on the retiree COLA that's effective for them.
Karen, anything?
I have nothing to report.
Nothing to report. Any trustee comments?
Yeah.
Jerry?
I asked Gail to go to have lunch with the retirees. And she came to Zio Fredo's, and C-Ray had their, which is the local ones, retirees, had their lunch in there. There was almost 100 people there, and Gail did a very good job. She talked about her first 8 months on the job and what was going on and the changes and the things that are happening. Had a reminder about separation, though, that we were becoming independent employer. Oh, yeah!
Well, that thing.
That thing. But she did a really good job, and I was glad that she came, and it's good for the retirees to meet the new CEO.
Anything? Anyone else? Candace, I'd like to welcome you. I wasn't at the last meeting.
Yes. Glad to be here.
You just stepped right in and off and running.
I'm trying. Absolutely. And keeping up with the rest of you.
So if there's nothing else, we'll adjourn. And,
before 12 o'clock, too.
11:30.
Yes, on a little roll.